Now that Stuart Dunnings has announced his July resignation as the Ingham County prosecutor, the race is on for his seat. There are currently 4 declared candidates. The filing deadline is coming up. It's April 19th. The primary takes place August 2nd. Now, the winners of that primary will then face off in the November general election when voters will choose who will serve as county prosecutor from January 1st through the end of 2020. Now, between now and August, Current State will be reaching out to all of the candidates to discuss why they're running and what they would bring to the office. Lansing Assistant City Attorney Billie Jo O'Berry is one of those candidates. She joins us now in the studio. Billie Jo, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Why are you interested in the prosecutor's job?
Well, as an assistant city attorney for the city of Lansing for almost 29 years now, I have been doing prosecution in the city of Lansing, and I also have coordinated with the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office in looking at areas for improvement. We have a group that had been meeting monthly to go over ideas to provide better efficiency in providing justice to the citizens of Ingham County. And I'm aware of what we do in the city of Lansing, and I'm aware of what was being done in the county of Ingham at the prosecutor's office. This gets a little bit confusing for non-practitioners, but let me try to briefly explain, because people say, well, why are you running for prosecutor? You're a city attorney. The city attorney's office is a small office, but we do our own prosecution of criminal misdemeanors within the city of Lansing. Mm-hmm. We operate under ordinance, the laws that have been passed by the city council. The prosecutor's office enforces the statutes of the state of Michigan, but those are parallel in that, for example, assault and batteries, property thefts, drunk driving, soliciting for prostitution. We both have jurisdiction in those areas. So I am a prosecutor on behalf of the city of Lansing, and it's quite confusing for
people. That's your role? I mean, that's a particular part of your responsibilities in the city of Lansing's attorney's office?
That's correct. That's one of our responsibilities in the city attorney's office, and as well as the municipal work. So along with that, I have a broad variety of experience in that I would look at issues regarding development issues, drafting contracts, drafting ordinances, working out policies and procedures, those kinds of things. Right now I'm assigned to work with the Parks and Recreation Division of City of Lansing. And as you're probably aware, there's a lot of issues going on there, development issues that'll be coming up this summer. So I have 2 functions at the city attorney's office. In addition to having prosecuted thousands of cases in the city of Lansing, I supervise staff attorneys in the district court in the prosecution of cases for the city of Lansing. And that included our staff attorneys as well as interns from the law schools.
And I see you started your career working for county prosecutors, Ray Skedeller and Pete Howe.
That's correct.
That can't hurt, I imagine. Here.
That's correct. When I started working for Ingham County, there was no pretrial diversion program. That was my first job in Ingham County. I was hired along with Brian Motter, was the director, and I was his assistant. And we went to other counties in Michigan to find out how that pretrial diversion program worked. And I worked with Brian Motter to actually establish and set up that program under a grant for Ingham County. And I'm very proud to say that program has lasted and is still in effect in the prosecutor's office today. We also have one in the city attorney's office, which I supervise the diversion program for the city of Lansing as well. And it's just interesting.
What does the diversion program do?
The diversion program is generally for first-time offenders who are not generally involved in criminal activities and are not likely to repeat offend. So it's a circumstantial situation, and it is a crime, a violation, but it has not resulted.
And it's experience that's relevant to the role of a prosecutor?
Exactly.
You would say it sounds like it.
Because you're making a determination. You're looking at the facts. Yes, you're looking at the law. Yes, it appears that there was a violation of law. But due to the circumstances, it looks like justice would better be served by this person being diverted out of the traditional system of going for a trial and just paying a fine. Perhaps this person needs to do community service and pay some cost to the community. And in exchange, then they do this criminal conviction is not on their record, which makes them more employable down the line. So in effect, it helps our society by this person being able to continue to be a viable part of the community, work, pay taxes, and all those kinds of things, rather than being penalized for something that was poor judgment or situational kind of incident that occurred.
We're talking with Billy Joe O'Berry, assistant city attorney for the city of Lansing, who is a declared candidate for the position of Ingham County prosecutor. You're suggesting quite a bit of familiarity with the prosecutor's office and its role in the county. What would you change? If you're clearly familiar with the landscape here, what as the county's top prosecutor are you thinking of changing? Would you change?
Well, I've worked with the law enforcement community in the city of Lansing for quite some time, and I have had cases that have come through our office, the police reports, where I have reviewed them and felt like that perhaps this case should have been issued as a felony, for example. So it has been referred over to the county prosecutor's office to have the county prosecutor look to see if it should be issued as a higher level offense. And I have been surprised at times when they have been rejected. Now, what happens often is the law enforcement division will then bring it back to our office, and then we have issued a misdemeanor on the case. The prosecutor's office took over doing soliciting for prostitution cases a while ago, several years ago. There was a decision made where we no longer prosecute those within the city of Lansing. That would be something that would need to be examined, because you want to look at your resources. If you have dual jurisdiction between the county and the city, mm-hmm. and the first-time offenders soliciting for prostitution, first, second, and third offenses can be handled by another agency, do you necessarily want to tie up the resources of the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office to prosecute those, or do you want to use the prosecutor's resources to focus on the more serious crimes that have to be handled there under statute? So that would be something that would need to be examined. The types of cases that the prosecutor's office is now handling, is there another agency that, because the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office covers all of Ingham County, so that covers East Lansing, Meridian Township, City of Lansing, Lansing Township, and
so you're
all.
Saying can some possible crimes be not have to go to the county and be just adequately dealt with on a more local basis?
That's correct.
That's where you're going.
That's correct.
Are you saying there's a pattern that the way you started your answer to that question kind of suggested a pattern where there may be more offenses that could be categorized as felonies as opposed to misdemeanors? Is that something you were trying to say? Is there a pattern in that way in the county?
I'm not sure if there's a pattern, and that's what I would have to look at, because I have had complaints from, I'm very close to the citizens in the community. I'm out and about, and I have people approach me a lot. And I have had complaints that have been told to me where there was what they believe to be a criminal offense occur, but nothing was issued by the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office. The one situation I think of involved a theft. Now, granted, I don't know all the facts of that particular case, but from what was relayed to me, it appeared to me that there should have been some criminal charges levied in that situation. But this victim of this crime, I felt, was victimized further because there was no recourse for him. You know, he had some property stolen, and yet no one was following up on the prosecution. So we are paid by the taxpayers. We owe them a duty. It is our responsibility. Now, granted, prosecutor has a discretion to determine if they if there's sufficient basis to issue that charge. But I've heard that complaint several times, and I would definitely want to look into that.
I've been speaking with Assistant City Attorney for Lansing, Billy Joe O'Berry. Ms. O'Berry is one of four candidates running for Ingham County Prosecutor in the fall. We will be extending invitations to all of the candidates to be on Current State between now and the August primary. It was good to finally meet you. I've been familiar with your name for many years, and we thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.